Peter Schiff is such a fucking moron. It's shocking. He continues to shock me what a fucking idiot he is. Either that or the guy's got some major mental issues. Maybe both. Let me explain. Of course, as you can imagine, and I did a video on Peter Schiff. I showed July 16th, 2015. He was on CNBC telling everyone about how higher gold prices were over the horizon. Well, a few days later, gold collapsed. Collapsed on July 20th. Show in that video also how in our July commodities, currencies, and precious metals forecaster, we actually predicted this sell-off to some degree. Not as specific as we have in the past, but the overall sentiment was we were bearish, not only over the longer term, but over the short term. Anyway, so as you can imagine, Peter Schiff, he's nervous. He gets on his YouTube channel and makes some audio, creates some audio telling you why the gold price collapsed by $50 recently. Because, of course, I'm sure he's got people starting to wake up. His followers, although most of them are too stupid to even see what's going on even now. Remember, this is a guy that was selling Valcambi gold when gold was $1,700. He was selling that product telling you could use it as money, right? Well, try using that money now that gold is down by $700 or near $700, right? $650. Anyway, so this audio, he's obviously desperate. It's about a 23-minute audio. And he basically says it's a conspiracy why gold collapsed. It's a conspiracy. He basically said whoever it was that caused this did it intentionally. There was a mass dumping of gold with the intent to push the prices down. Which, of course, that little conspiracy is fitting with Alex Jones. Which is why Peter Schiff is now part of the Alex Jones show. I haven't released the article yet. By the time this is released, maybe I will have released the article. But Alex Jones and Peter Schiff have teamed up now. And Peter Schiff's going to be part of the Alex Jones show on a regular basis. Which is, it's just fitting, right? Peter Schiff's Mr. Conspiracy. So anyway, getting back to the gold conspiracy that Schiff is pitching to his sheep. He basically says that it was China. China. He believes it was China. And of course, he lists many reasons, right? He lists, I don't know, five or six reasons why the gold collapse came down. He can't really pinpoint why, but he wants to give you, you know, as many reasons as he can think of so that, you know, if you've got the confirmation bias, of course, you're going to latch on to the reason of your choice or maybe all of the reasons, right, to make you feel better when you're looking at all these losses in your gold. So he says it's China. Right, he says it's China. And of course, he says, you know, oh, it's the Fed. Janet Yellen said this, and there's a Wall Street Journal article. But the big focus was China. And he was coming out saying, well, you know, I think that China has more gold than they've declared. And he talks about this whole conspiracy about how everyone was thinking that China was stockpiling gold all this time, right? And when they finally revealed what they had, the 1,650 tons. He said everyone was surprised by that. Everyone thought it was a lot more, a lot higher. So Schiff says, well, if they lied about it before, why can't they be lying about what they have claimed now? And just to give you an idea how dense Schiff is, as well as his followers, these gold bug followers. If China has a lot of gold, that's actually bearish for gold over the long term. Why? Why? Keep in mind, all these numbskulls thinking China's got all this gold, 30,000 tons of gold, you know, 18% of all gold ever mined, right? That's what they were saying. That's actually a very bearish case for gold, if that were the case. And Schiff doesn't understand that. He thinks that China, the more gold they have, the more bullish it is. No. Why? Well, I recently released an audio discussing why central banks buy and sell gold, right? And China, of course, they want some gold because why? They're preparing for their collapse. They're preparing for their collapse. Now, their currency, the yuan, is not freely tradable on the international currency exchange. So they're going to be shielded from that somewhat. However, it is pegged to the dollar. And, so there's going to be a problem even with the dollar strength because the peg is not 100%, right? Anyway, China, just like Russia, right? Russia was buying all this gold before. Why? Well, because their currency was in a free fall. That's what central banks do. In anticipation of a currency free fall, big problems with the economy, they'll put it in gold for a short-term notice. I said short-term temporary storage, okay? And then they will sell it once the currency stabilizes and/or rebounds. And so think about it. If China had all this gold, 30,000 tons or whatever, it's actually bearish because that means China's eventually going to have to sell it, right? So Schiff doesn't get that. Anyway, and it's amazing because all the guy does is thinks about gold all the time. I don't even think about, the only time I think about gold is when I do the forecast and when I come across silly videos. I don't really have a concern about it. It's not that important to me. So this is the conspiracy theory he's talking about. He also talks about Alan Greenspan, right? And it's funny because, Schiff is a guy, one of the guys is constantly talking about how Alan Greenspan is a complete disaster, a failure, a loser, and so forth. I don't think he's used the term loser, but he's implied that, right? Which, I agree with all of that. The thing is, though, is that he's coming out now and saying, well, Alan Greenspan thinks that you should buy gold. He thinks you should buy gold. So this is a guy who, he obviously agrees with me and many other people. Alan Greenspan was a failure, a loser, a disaster. Yet he's telling you to listen to Alan Greenspan's advice on gold. And by the way, Alan Greenspan, yeah, he's pushing gold. Why? Because Alan Greenspan was on the payroll of these guys organizing these gold events. Did you know that? He's in the same category as Ron Paul and David Stockman, you see. He attended one of these gold bug events where Peter Schiff was. They had him speak there, and they had him pump gold for a price. They paid him, you see. And the final point I wanted to make, this whole conspiracy, of course, with China, Peter goes on to say, well, they were the reason why gold collapsed, right? They were the reason. It collapsed by $50. It was an intentional dumping because they wanted to drive the price down. And they wanted to drive the price down because he believes that this is where his whole conspiracy connects, right? He says, well, they're lying about how much gold they had. They want more gold. They need more gold, irrespective of their lies, right? So earlier he says, well, they've got more gold than they're admitting, right? Now he's saying, well, they want more gold still. I mean, none of it makes sense, but this is the mind of a conspiracy guy, right? They're not logical. They want you to suck in everything they accept without thinking. So according to Schiff, China, he feels, dumped the gold to make the price fall, right? Once again, he's telling you China wants gold, but he's saying they're going to dump it, right? They're going to dump a lot of gold in order to drive the price down so they can buy it cheaper. Think about it. Does that make sense to you? If you're dumping gold, right? If you're dumping gold, and by the way, there's no proof that it was one source or a group, okay? Because the way these things work is a lot of times they have limit orders, right? If any type of asset price on a market, an exchange, hits a certain threshold, it will trigger other orders, limit orders, right? That's probably what happened. Anyway, the point is that he believes China intentionally dumped gold because they want the price to go lower so they can buy more, right? Think about that. So, does that make sense to you? If you want more gold, would you dump it all at the same time, making the price that you get pretty shitty, right? Would you do that? Or would you gradually sell it in different lots so it wouldn't affect the sales pressure, push the price down, right? Doesn't make sense. And the final point is that do you know who's the number one producer of gold in the world? It's China. China produces more gold than any other nation. So why would China want to drive the price of gold down? I mean, think about that, folks. Think about that. China is a... I mean, it's just, you know, this is what I was saying earlier. What's going on in this guy's mind? I mean, is he this stupid? Does he have some type of mental disorder? Or is he just this... Has he brainwashed himself so much that he has tunnel vision? He can't even... He has no logic. What's going on? I don't really know. All I can conclude is the guy has no credibility. But so think about this. China is the number one producer of gold in the world. And Peter claims that they want to force the price down so they can buy more cheaper. Wait a second. They're the number one producer of gold in the world. Why would they want to drive the price down? They're selling gold as a number one producer. Why would they want to cause potential bankruptcy with their gold companies, right? So anyway, once again, folks, I mean, you know, if you fell for Schiff at any point in time, you need to take a good look in the mirror and realize that you haven't been doing what you need to do. And that is to think clearly, be critical, be reasonable. And I can tell you right now, anybody with exposure, anybody that a big group of people think is good, is honest, is great or whatever, I can tell you right now, chances are 99% they're not what is believed by the masses. And the reason why is because the masses are dumb. They're very dumb. They're easy to manipulate.